I wonder if flip-flops float. Well, we're going to find out in a minute. This is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. And I had a wonderful birthday party Friday. Actually, my birthday was Thursday, and I had a party with Juliet and Bill. And Bill is from Australia, so he had some various Australian CDs that we played, of bush sounds and things like that. And I had been talking about flip-flops for a long time. I love the way they go. And then when you run, you know, or something like that. Anyway, they surprised me with the gift of my first pair of flip-flops since 1958. And they're big, heavy, good, rugged ones. But I wonder, again, if flip-flops float. So there's one way to find out is to try to float them. I just got my stopper here and put it in the kitchen sink. And I'm running some water in here. And where did I look? Here's the flip-flops. All right, in go the flip-flops. I just flip the flip-flops in, and as the water gets up, you know what? As heavy as they are and thick as these are, they both float. So that's my answer. I don't know if all flip-flops float, but these flip-flops float. Well, there was one time back, oh, it may have been 1990, I think, when it wasn't a birthday party that I went to, it was a birth. A birth at home, and a soon-to-be-giving-birth lady that was about 9 months pregnant, I guess, called me up and said she had read some articles about me, and she just liked a big person being childlike and wonder if I would come and, you know, when her baby was born at home and be there playing after he or she was born. And I said, sure. And she said, what kind of toys does she need to buy? And I said, oh, maybe a bubbles or sand. She said, well, I've got a sandbox. I've got a big tub that I can put bubble water in. And I said, oh, maybe some boxes are good, too, and some cellophane to crinkle. Makes a fun sound, you know. But because she said she'd have a couple other little kids playing there, too. And I said, that way we could all play together, and it wouldn't be something to have to fight over, you know, in sand and everything. You could all kind of play together, and same with bubbles and boxes. So the big day came when she thought she was going to have the baby, but I don't know. They tell us when they're going to come. It didn't actually come that day. So I spent the night and decided just for fun I'd sleep on the floor in the playroom. She offered me a great big bed, but sometimes it's just fun to do something different and sleep on the floor among all those toys that she had down there. And the next day, though, was the time when it turned out Timothy was born. All gooey. And I had told Timothy's mother about a nightmare that I had for years and years, over and over, ever since I was real, real little, maybe about two or three, about 3 years old, I guess, three and a half. It was during the time I was three. And this dream was that they were washing me off, and I didn't want them to. I needed that baby goo, I called it. And no, it's mine. I want it. But I didn't know the words, and it was just being washed off and gone, and it hurt my skin because it was washed off so good. And I asked Mother, do babies have goo on them? And she said, yeah. And I said, oh, so that's called baby goo. And she said, yeah, I guess so. Well, later I did find out that there's a medical word for it, too. Vernix caseosa. Vernix caseosa. But I must have had that dream, I don't know, couple dozen times in my life about that vernix caseosa or baby goo being washed off me, and I didn't want it to. And I told that lady, told Timothy's mother about it. Just, I almost forgot that I had mentioned it to her. So anyway, when Timothy was born, and she let me touch that little baby skin and everything, and she said, surprise, lift up your T-shirt. And right on my heart, she rubbed a little of Timothy's vernix for me. And she said, there's your vernix. Nobody's going to wash that off. And it was right on my heart. And it was just one of those things. I had to sit down and cry. I don't know why. It just touched me so deeply. And we held hands in a circle, and I sung a little song about welcome to the world, my friend, and told Timothy there's all the love he needs. We all love you now, and he's going to continue to be loved. And I blessed his little feet because his feet will carry him so many places, maybe to Mars, maybe to the moon, or maybe just over to help a friend. And, you know, it was one of those times. And a little girl there that was about 3 years old, while Timothy was coming out, she climbed up onto the place where the mommy was sitting there slanted, and was looking so closely and was all excited. Mommy, Mommy, that's how I came out, isn't it? That's how I came out, Mommy. And Mother said, yes, indeed, that was how you came out, because that little girl's mother was there. And it was a doula, D-O-U-L-A. And I said, yeah, that's a Greek word. And she said, yeah, it is. It means a baby helper, a mother helper during the birth. And then after, it was a doula and a midwife and a couple people to be play ladies for us, to help us, you know, do the playing and everything. And sure enough, a little while after Timothy was born, we were around him playing, and Mother held him up, and she knows he was watching and absorbing it. And I even talked to him, him or when I didn't know whether it was a him or her, while he was still inside Mommy, I talked to him and sang to him, too. And there's just nothing like a baby being born. And I bet, you know, probably during the time he was growing up, he asked a million questions. You know, one of the really things I love to do is ask questions and get them answered. That, to me, is most one of the most fun things to do. And like just, you know, a few minutes ago, I found out if these flip-flops float. And they do. And one day I said, I guess wood doesn't float and rocks, wood floats and rocks don't, I said in fourth grade. And there was a scientist speaking there. And he said, well, that's usually right. But, you know, the most interesting thing to the unusual. You know, I've got rocks that float and wood that sinks. I wish I had something like that. You do? You really do? I said, yeah. And he says, okay, well, I'll just come back and bring you those then, and you could keep them to remember how interesting the unusual is. So for years, I had some rock from Hawaii, some pumice stone, lava rock. It was very light, and that rock floated. And I had some heavy wood from South America that the scientists called ironwood. I don't know if that's the real name for it or not. But anyway, it was very heavy. It was from a tree. It wasn't petrified. It was real wood that had been living only a few years before. And it sunk. So I just love this. Always something new to learn and something new to find out. Flip-flops float. And a million other questions. Take care of each other. Stay strong. And do find some time to play. And if you know somebody that's having a baby and you want to talk to it while it's still inside her, that's kind of fun to do. Sing, talk, do a blessing, read a little story, anything. So even if the baby can't hear it, you can. And I think the baby and maybe some other people that we don't even see probably hear it too. What is most essential is what you can't see with your eye. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.